Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some holiday cooking tips, pass along some extension news, like our upcoming programs of Women in Agriculture series and the Calving School. But first, for today's Did You Know? That the American Farm Bureau reported in 2020 that the average cost of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner for a family of 10 was $46.90, or less than $5 per person. That organization report for 2021, of course, is not yet out, but I imagine it'll be slightly higher with the price of the turkey today. With that, we all know that the United States agriculture is highly productive and efficient, leading to food that has become more affordable over time. Agricultural research is one of the best public investments a nation can make to help its citizens. And the success of public investments in food in the United States has led to enormous improvements, income levels, and economic growth. Farmers benefit from higher returns, but the big winners are the consumers, who pay less for the food that they would if they didn't have the research programs. With the improved varieties of different crops and other technology in farming, American agriculture is becoming more and more efficient. Farmers are producing abundant food with less and less cost, and therefore the price of food will become more affordable. In my extension news, the holiday season can be a great time for family and friends to get together. Following proper food safety steps will keep uninvited guests, like foodborne bacteria, from joining our parties. The basis of cook, chill, clean, and separate should guide your meal preparation, serving, and cleanup. Remember, poultry and other meat should not be rinsed before cooking, and all meat should be cooked to the proper internal temperatures, which include steaks, roast, and chops, 145 degrees Fahrenheit, ground meat, 160 degrees, all poultry, 165 degrees, and fish and seafood at 145 degrees. Use a thermometer to verify doneness, not the color of the meat. Thawing the turkey is an important component to add into preparation time. If buying a frozen turkey, one will need to purchase it at least 1 week beforehand to allow enough time for the thawing in the refrigerator, and will depend on the size of the turkey that you want for your meal. Allow about 24 hours to thaw for a 5-pound frozen turkey, but always add an extra day to make sure it gets thawed safely. For a 12-pound turkey, plan on at least 3 days in the refrigerator. Never thaw meat or poultry at room temperature, because this can allow any bacteria to grow as it warms up. Turkey can be cooked from a frozen state, but it'll take about 50% longer to cook. Here are some more safety tip reminders. Set the oven to a minimum of 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Wash your hands often, and refrigerate all leftovers within 2 hours after serving. Remove the turkey from the bones and place in a shallow container for fast cooling. In more extension news, and again here in McPherson County, we will be hosting a Women in Agriculture statewide program to teach principles of determining the cost of production, developing a marketing plan, and purchasing crop insurance and participating in farm programs. Participants will work with a case farm study to apply these topics to real-world operations. This program will be a combination of broadcast keynote speakers, local speakers, and facilitators to assist in completing the hands-on activities. For registration, please call the Extension office. A $50 registration fee will cover all the meals and the program materials. In my cow-calf news, if your goal is to increase the number of live calves born, do we have a program for you? In anticipating the calving season coming up, K-State University Department of Animal Science and Industry and K-State Research and Extension will be having a calving school here in McPherson on January 13th. This program will outline overall calving management that includes stages of normal calving progress and tips to handle difficult calving situations. More details to come on this January 13th calving school, which will be held at the McPherson County 4-H building here in McPherson. RSVPs can be sent to smarston@ksu.edu. Again, This is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to say good luck to our area football teams playing tonight.